Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Also, I just fucking hurt my side. All the people that say we're sitting too close, you are incorrect. I reached over there and I got a table jabbed into my side. Now I hurt.
Yeah. Can we just pull the veil down? This is a FlexiSpot desk. That is just, we're just sharing.
I mean, what do you want? Like,
what do you want from us? No, I'm kidding.
What kind of table would you suggest?
Probably a round one.
I can't even reach your face.
That's
reach
true.
Reach for my face. You can't.
Oh, screensaver went on.
I think that's the rule. If you can touch the other person's face, then you're too close.
And that's a good point.
So you are wrong. We are right. And it's not up for discussion.
Wow. Is that how you want to leave them?
Yeah. We're not too close.
This was a good... I like this episode. Yeah.
There was a point where we slept in the same bed. We're not too close now.
You know what? I think we'll leave that as a cliffhanger.
Can we really leave that as a cliffhanger?
Welcome to Recycle Bin.
Black Friday edition.
Burn and Jern.
Jern.
This is episode 11.
It is. I just realized... Oh, we're close to the record.
We're
close to 12.
Yeah.
I just realized something bad happened.
What?
I said Black Friday edition. It's not a Black Friday deal episode.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like online, that's like what that
that's
means.
That's got like bad connotation anymore.
It's so terrible. We are recording this on Friday, but you guys are going to see it on Monday.
Yeah.
Black Monday.
Is it still Black Monday?
No, it's Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Cyber Monday.
I was going to say, you don't even know the naming conventions of these terrible consumerist things.
Don't worry. Everyone with us here is safe. We're not going to pitch you any Black Friday deals.
No, we're really not.
I feel like everything on the internet right now is useless. Every YouTube video that goes up, especially
in the tech space,
is just robot vacuums and...
Robot vacuums and deals that aren't really deals. Like, everybody's kind of caught on to it now because it's like... Hey, yeah, whatever. Walmart might be selling a TV for like $500, and it says it's like usually $800.
Yeah,
but then it's like it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually these products aren't marked down. I remember working at Best Buy, the Black Friday deals for the mobile department was always like, hey, if you get a Samsung phone, bro, you sign up with a contract, we give you a free TV. And it's always these TVs that were like overstock or something, or like older, lesser models that nobody wanted or they sold poorly. So they're like, fuck it, give them a TV. I don't care.
Well, when I worked for Amazon, we did like Prime Day shows, live Prime Day stream where like I had to pitch products and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was well known backstage that days before Prime Day and Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday deals, Amazon just raises the prices quietly. So
yeah,
then when you see them for the deal, it's like, wow, I have to buy this absolutely right now.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime deal on this lawnmower.
Yeah. I will say I did actually like do some stupid early access Black Friday shopping.
Okay.
Even though I'm shit talking it. But like I'm buying products that I know are on like a deep sale. Like Not spoiling any Christmas presents, but like Apple products aren't normally a like when that's on a sale. Like if you want that thing, you got to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah,
nobody's playing with Apple pricing, especially not Apple.
Yeah, I haven't been able to watch like any YouTube videos just because that's what it is this week, which is fine because you know creators
get that bag. Yeah.
Get the money for Christmas.
Yeah.
It just you know as far as entertainment, it's kind of the worst.
Yeah. Thanksgiving was yesterday. I hope everybody had a good one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I made the shit out of that turkey.
Or, yeah, last, you know, whatever for everybody. I hope you had a good weekend, you know?
For Canadians, it was just
a normal
Thursday.
Well, there is a Canadian Thanksgiving, but.
Yeah, I think it's earlier than ours. And then there's Boxing Day. What's Boxing Day?
Okay. If I remember correctly, this is my American remembrance happening. American remember. I don't know, whatever. I'm tired from the holiday, I think.
I know.
I'm on, like, battery saving mode. But Boxing Day, if I remember correctly, is the day after Christmas. And it has something to do with, like, getting rid of the boxes. I don't know. What is Boxing Day? You want
to
ask?
We now have to know. The Canadians are screaming at the screen right now.
Well, a lot of people do Boxing Day.
Oh, by the way, audio listeners, just a reminder, if you missed last week's episode, youtube.com/recyclebinpodcast is a URL you can go to. That's our YouTube channel where you will find a video version. Video version with like a where we're actually trying is up on YouTube.
Okay, so this is the AI overview on Google.
Oh, good.
Boxing Day is a holiday celebrated on December 26th, the day after Christmas. Origin, blah, 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 name, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Traditions. Boxing Day, I'm just trusting Google.
Okay.
Boxing Day was traditionally a day to donate gifts to those in need. Okay, so there's one thing, gifts to needy people. Then it goes into servants being given time off and thanked for their hard work with a special box of treats.
What's a servant?
We know what a servant is. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And then ships setting sail with a sealed box containing money on board as a sign of good luck.
You know what? That's what happened to us this past week.
What?
All of the Recyclebin listeners and viewers, they put money on a little boat called Patreon.
Oh, my God.
And
I
can see it coming over to shore.
Thank you to all our early patrons, our producers, and our supporters. It means a lot.
Crazy
honestly.
Response. Did not expect that just from Recyclebin. So thank you, guys. Yeah.
No, for real. That was unbelievable, actually. No negativity. So if anybody wants to jump on the ship.
We were told we talk like we're in a soap opera.
Well, that was in our text message exchange.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact, if you didn't sign up for Patreon last week, we posted the poster?
Yeah, the official poster.
FBT doc.
Yeah.
They got early access to that. But we also put out another post, what was it, Wednesday?
Something like that, yeah, Wednesday.
We put out another post, like, basically describing when the idea popped up, which ended up being March earlier this year.
Yeah, early March.
Text messages between Bern and I, like, conceiving of the idea
very late at night under influences.
Yeah, so you know, I'm not telling you where to put your money on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, but you know, if you want to read text messages from Bern and I,
that code is still going to be running.
Recyclebin?
Yeah, the code on Patreon, fptdocs.com. If you sign up, you get 20% off your first month using code Recyclebin.
Recyclebin, 20% off. You made it.
I did. I'm sorry.
Recyclebin is the code.
Saving mode.
20% off.
I'm usually so much better on it. And just today, it's not that
way.
Yeah,
I guess if you guys, if you missed last week's episode, we launched the Patreon officially. FPT doc teasers on the way. They are going to be the first people to see the doc. They're going to be the first people to see the trailer and everything leading up to it.
Yeah.
So FPTdocs.com if you guys want to support there or become a producer, because producer gets your name in the credits, which there's, I don't know what I expected.
There's already a good bit.
But now I have to figure out how to make the producers, like, because that could be the last 10 minutes if we were just scrolling producers.
Oh, yeah, but that's the fun part, right? So community support. Everyone loves us. It's great.
We'll find a way. Don't you worry.
We may have said that that code might only go for a week, but I think extending it like Cyber Monday, let's have it go on for one more day for the entirety of the Monday that Recyclebin airs.
So when they are seeing this, they have less than 24 hours.
Yeah, when it rolls around to Tuesday, let's say midnight Eastern time, it's going to fall off.
Okay.
So if you want it last minute, jump on the discounted Recyclebin.
Okay. Hopefully we have this edited and ready to go out early in the day. That's our motivation.
Yeah, right? You know, speaking about Recyclebin, you and I, we did a late night Thanksgiving hangout.
We did, yeah, a late night bro time
and
after Thanksgiving. Disgusting.
Other than watching The Penguin, which is, I'm still getting through it. You've seen it all.
Yep.
We did a lot of, like, memory lane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We did that.
A lot of our old stuff that isn't, like, normal FPT episodes has been, like, just generally privated, like...
Oh, yeah. Thousands of videos.
And not, like... I think we said it last time we talked about this stuff, but not for any bad reason. It's just, like...
Yeah.
It's just a time capsule. It's kind of, like, for us.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You are not missing... anything. It was not good. There was a reason we didn't like actually get any traction until much later on in our careers. That stuff is not good. It's not hidden because we did bad stuff and it said bad stuff. It's just not good. I'd rather you don't see
it. You were actively... We were watching like old recycle bins. And,
yes, from 6 years ago.
And it was like tripping us out that we were watching old recycle bin. And I was like, we got to talk about this on recycle bin. What was it like? Episode 6, like OG episode 6.
Something like that. And we watched the way we used to do recycle bin was it was a live stream on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then the live stream would become unlisted, and we'd re-upload the actual product. So during the live stream, you had like a pre and post show where we just talked to the live audience.
And we recorded the episode live and everything? What a mess.
I was a fucking menace. I was not fun in any way. I was not entertaining. I was just cringy and like angry for, I don't know why.
Yeah, like the first 12 minutes of the post show was dedicated to you complaining about a YouTube comment.
A single YouTube comment that I took 12 minutes of our podcast to complain about, but I also blasted this person publicly on Twitter because he didn't like our stuff.
This was what, like 2017?
How embarrassing.
Like that? Yeah, that was crazy.
It's funny because without watching any of that stuff, I don't feel like I've changed too much. I feel like I've become more patient and stuff, but like actually seeing past me be such a fucking asshole. I flashed my debit card.
Yeah, there was like technical issues and we just dude, what a mess. We had to start recording like three different times cuz the intro kept getting messed up. You flashed your debit card.
Yeah, there was a part in the recording where we had officially started the show. I was trying to toggle a lower third, and instead of a lower third popping up, it just cut to an additional camera that was on a laptop that was half closed. And for some reason,
you perfectly
I had a debit card,
yourself.
Not even facing me, facing the camera, so it's like correct for them to see the entire debit card. And then you tried to cover for me. You're like, "Oh, that's an old one."
And then you were just like, "That's my debit card."
Oh my god, so bad. Well, I cannot believe we are okay.
Yeah, we shouldn't have made it out.
I should be at Best Buy with you right now.
Oh, yeah, back then? Yeah. Like, we should just be working, selling phones, just, like, hating our lives.
I cannot believe this worked.
Yeah. No. Oh, that was really, like, we were just annoying people.
Yeah.
Like, thank you guys that have been around this long. I don't know how you did it.
There was a live stream that we did at your house.
Yeah.
Or your apartment, and when you had just gotten Millie, your cat.
Yeah.
She was a little kitten at that time.
Mm-hmm. A couple weeks old.
Your wife Birgit's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bridget, we call her Birgit. Burning Birgit. Yeah. For you guys, it's probably not good at all. Like, I'm not going to release any of that stuff for them. But for us, it is cool to have like a little time capsule of us. But you made an interesting point last night.
Yeah. So I was thinking about how it's fun for us to revisit all this old content as like a time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also thinking about showing my son in the future, like when he's old enough to like really grasp, like, look, here's your father young hanging out with Uncle Jern or whatever. But like, he's going to be confused because early on in this content, you and I were just like in character.
It was really weird.
Like, this new iteration of Recycle Bin is unique for us because we're being very transparent, very real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not like, not that we've been faking content or anything like that, but like, we're in like a performative role.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you're on the show, you're not you.
Well, yeah. I always used to say it's like, it's still me, but just turned up to 11. I don't think that's what Recycle Bin is now, though.
No, we're being really pretty out there with what we're saying.
Even even the newest doc, it's not like I'm playing anything up, really.
No, I think we've really cozied into like a great mix of our actual personalities and how we are on camera.
So, oh, we can just be normal? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have to scream?
But like, these characters we were in, it's like you were extremely like, I mean, you were just very cocky and very
I was
like
a fucking dickhead, yeah.
You were really abrasive.
For no reason. There was nothing backing that up. There was no credibility behind me at all.
Yeah. And I was very like, I don't know, awkward or like, I don't know. I was just doing weird shit.
Yeah. There's a lot of Recycle Bin viewers and listeners right now that started watching us around that time. And I don't know how they're still here.
Oh, I know. It's
crazy.
They
had to sit through so much bad
to
get here.
This is actually maybe a great segue into our voicemails.
Oh,
because
perfect.
This is a community, just slap the shit out of my mic. This is a community-driven show. Guys, call us, leave your voicemails, 404-919-5530. If you don't live in the U.S., you know, it's a U.S. number, just use a free VoIP service, a free, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Skype, Google Voice, whatever you want to do. Yeah, call into the show, leave us a voicemail. You can ask us anything, and if it's good, well, you'll be on the show.
Heck yeah.
Leave a voicemail, don't text.
Please don't text them.
That's the last time I'm going to say that.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some voicemails. Our cord is still not here.
Let us.
So it's going to be scuffed.
We got one of them.
Yeah, we got one cord. Thank you, Amazon, for delaying our packages. Thank you, Amazon. All right, here we go.
Hello, this is former professional YouTuber Travis MCP, also a former co-host of one of the greatest tech podcasts in the history of podcasts, Gadgetcast. And I just have two questions. I'm going to ask this for both of you, and they're very difficult, so please prepare your butts. Number one, how? But then more importantly than that, and perhaps this one is more for Jern than Burn, why? Thank you for your time, and I hope that you have a wonderful podcast.
I love Travis.
Thank you, Travis.
Now from the Travis MCP cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but formerly Gadget Cast with Greg's Gadgets. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about Greg here, though. We stay away from Greg.
That was such a memory lane, hearing Travis
message. So weird hearing Travis on this show. Like, for some reason, the universes are like...
I can't remember when he asked that question before. But he has asked that question before, years ago.
Has he?
Specifically,
how do you know?
It's stuck in my memory. If any super heavy, like, FPT recycle bin lore fans could tell me, or maybe Travis remembers, like, he has asked that question before. How?
And then why?
Why? Yeah. How? Let's think. How do we get here? We got to answer him.
Just by literally, you want to know the real answer?
Yeah.
Everyone watching.
Uh-huh. How'd we get here?
Just didn't quit.
We're just like, too stubborn to die.
It wasn't like we were good and we're just like, we believed in it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It was very bad. Very, very out of its way sorts of bad. And we just didn't quit until we learned how to be good. I don't think you can be bad forever.
Oh, and this is awesome. Okay, so Travis also asked, why? So let me rephrase that. Why do we keep going? What's the end goal for John? For John Prosser, what's the end goal for Jern with FPT?
Hmm. My end goal.
I put you
FPT.
On the spot. Here, I'll vamp for you for a second because on this old episode we were watching an early episode of Recycle Bin last night. Somebody asked a similar question: what's the end goal for Front Page Tech? And back then, you said, taking the serious tone out of tech news. You just wanted everything to be funny. I think you just really believed in, you know, the jokey tech news show.
Mm-hmm.
You believed in that being the path forward. Has that changed for you now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
But, like, the first thing I said in that, when I was asked that 6 years ago, was that I wanted Front Page Tech to have the same credibility as something like The Verge.
You did.
Or,
you did.
Which is funny because it was like just a few years after that when the leaks started, which then, you know, The Verge and those sites were covering us. So,
that's true.
Okay, kind of
accomplished.
Kind of accomplished. We definitely did the whole funny tech news show thing.
Into the ground a little
into
bit.
Into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took all the juice from that lemon. But like in terms of end goal, this feels weird to say, but I think we're here.
Yeah, we kind of ended up at, in a weird way, maybe not so much in a like reporting news standpoint, but I think we got some serious, like maybe it's like a creative credibility.
Yeah, and it's not like, I guess the disconnect here is that I don't view Front Page Tech as a news channel at all anymore.
Anymore, yeah. That changed.
That's like not what we're doing.
Yeah.
I think
it changed at some point. I couldn't pinpoint when though.
Well, that's why I'm glad we just go by sort of like just FPT now,
because
I don't know, guys. I just don't see the Front Page Tech show coming back unless something horrific happens.
Yeah.
I think this is the end goal. It's like this is what I've been building towards my entire career without even knowing it. Like, before we started Front Page Tech, this is what I was trying to do in high school, was like make movies, things. And then we tried to make short films for a while. That did not work. So it's like we finally have the years of experience and like wisdom to actually follow through on a good idea that we have.
Yeah.
And I don't think without Front Page Tech and how we made it in the show, I don't think without that we're here. So I definitely don't like wish that we never did the show that way, or I wish I wasn't as cringy, but like, you know,
what can
we
you
got
do?
Here.
Yeah. We were like 23 in that old episode too. So every 23-year-old is a little cringy. You get less cringy as you age. It's true.
It really is that case. And I wish I could. Adults told me that.
Yeah.
Like adults would tell me, you don't know anything.
You'll
yet.
Grow out of it.
Yeah.
Both of us also have had quite a glow up physically. Like,
oh, we looked really not good.
Yeah. Both of us. I looked very strange. I didn't know what to do with my hair. I was wearing like random clothes I just found.
I looked like a wax figure. They're just bad.
A wax figure.
I don't know what I was doing.
Classic. Classic.
Yeah, I feel like this is. I feel like the docs is like. This is the end goal. It's what we've been building towards, and now we sort of have more freedom than we've had ever in our career to just pursue something that we want to be creative with.
Yeah.
And I think the end goal has arrived. I don't know what that means.
Right.
I'm not saying we're retiring.
No, God, no. No, no.
Like, I want to do this for the next 10 years.
Yeah. I feel like, maybe I'm just, like, excited, but, like, I feel like we got a lot of steam with this new iteration of FPT.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this feels good.
Let everyone else do the tech news. You can go to Greg for that. Greg's Gadgets.
That's true.
It's perfect. He's too handsome to, like, talk about him or GadgetCast on this show, so that'll be the last time we mention his name. He's too handsome, and everyone will leave us, I think.
You know, let's take one more step into memory lane, okay?
Okay, what does that mean?
Hey, guys, it's James Red. Hope you're doing well. Really excited about the doc, but, John, I know you were struggling with the lighting on set recently, and, well, you seemed a bit tense, and I noticed a few outbursts as well. Have you considered therapy? Everybody needs therapy sometimes, and there are plenty of resources out there like BetterHelp.com. Remember, you don't always find your perfect match immediately. Just be patient with the process, and please don't hurt Burn.
I
noticed
that
you were eyeballing him as if it was his fault. He's your friend. He's here to help. I also recommend exercise, deep breathing, and hugs. You guys could even practice right now. Love you guys. Bye.
Holy shit, dude. I haven't heard James's voice in like...
I know, right?
Holy shit. Yeah. Wow. First of all, I can't believe he's listening and still watching.
That's awesome.
It's funny because I watch him still. He has his own like photography channel. He's a really talented street photographer.
Uh-huh.
And like he was just like documenting Hurricane Helene.
Wow.
And stuff. Yeah, it was very,
that's
very good.
Cool.
So it's crazy to see that he's like still around this area. I really miss him and Christina. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I hope that you guys are having such a great life. And yeah, I will try to not lose my mind at the lights.
I just realized I don't think they flickered unless we missed it. If they flicker, guys, tell us. So that way John could be retroactively pissed off.
Yeah. Well, now that you said it,
yeah,
like they're gonna
it's gonna
start.
Happen.
I haven't seen any flickers yet. So.
I just what are the odds that we get a message from Travis, from James, and we also like went down memory lane last night?
Yeah, that's crazy.
We're really thinking about the past here.
I cannot believe James is still watching. I can believe Travis is watching because he likes to hurt himself. But
oh yeah, no, this is just like thinking about how long people have been like hanging with us and watching our stuff, and listening. That is nuts. It's crazy.
So Travis, he's been around for a long time, and I've been friends with Travis for a long time. But James,
I just want to say, not sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh yeah,
just to be
not.
Clear,
definitely not. But James, I could pretty confidently say he watched me grow up.
Yeah.
Like on the internet. He's been around that long.
Yeah, I remember him and Christina hanging out in the comments.
Yeah.
Like early on with the show.
I hung out with them a few times at Vlogger Fair.
I was going to say, like, we went to Vlogger Fair in, like, what was it, 2013?
2013, 2014, one of those, yeah.
Yeah. And we met a lot of people there, too.
I don't remember.
I don't think we saw them that year.
I don't remember how I know them.
That's how long it's been.
Yeah, I don't know when. I don't know the first interaction and how. 'Cause because like he's one of those people that we just instantly became friends with, and I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
How did he trick us?
Trick us. It's so funny, like I don't know when it happened, but like we established like a really fun circle of people in like the FPT community.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was always seeing the same names in the comments section and stuff, and that still happens to an extent. And when they crop up, it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's actually quite a few producers that I recognize their names. I'm like, damn. Like, ride or die fans.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
Well, they deserve to ride. We've been dying for a while.
No, that's not true. That's not true. We're good. We're fine. Everything's fine. I thought I was the one low energy today. Okay. Here we go. Let's do the only tech-based question.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Because it is a recycle bin.
Hey, Jeremy Byrne. This is Frank here from Texas. I'm just calling because I've been following you guys for a few years now, and I noticed that, Jern, you used to talk a lot about Pixel devices, and I didn't notice that you all of a sudden just stopped. So I kind of wanted to ask your opinion on the latest Pixel 9 devices and what you thought about them, if you actually liked them. They were any good? Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for everything you do. Really appreciate you. Bye.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Frank from Texas.
This is like, there was quite a few voicemails. Some techie ones.
Mm-hmm.
I picked this one because other than other Android phone makers.
OEMs.
OEMs. We had the most like relationship built with Google and Google Pixel and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like the leaks and stuff. You know. Like this is a pretty intrinsically tied to us Android, you know, situation. Like we were Pixel ambassadors with the...
We were?
For the Pixel 3? I ended up with that phone. That's how I know.
Yay.
We were on like Team Pixel or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I forget the terminology. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Talk about something just being around so long and eventually being successful just because they didn't quit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Nexus devices were awesome from the start, but Pixel did not have a great start.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, the Pixel 9, Pixel 9 Pro, they look awesome. And I'm really proud of Google because it's for the first time where, like, things are switching up a little bit. Like, Apple, for the iPhone 17 Pro, is likely doing something similar to the Pixel. Like, copying a little bit of that design rather than the other way around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're actually innovating.
Yeah, they're trying. What are you doing? You putting it over there?
Yeah, it's
a look,
Pixel.
There it is.
Wow.
There's the Pixel.
Just leveraging our technology here.
Wow, how amazing. As far as like Android experiences, that's the best it's going to get, like on a Pixel device, obviously. I went through, obviously we had a real weird thing happen with the Pixel 3 where, Google tried to contact us for an event.
Wow.
And we turned that into a video because we didn't sign an NDA and we just kind of blasted them. And that was our first, like one of our first growth spurts a little bit.
It was, wasn't it?
With how much shit we talked about the Pixel 3, I don't know how you got one. No clue.
Yeah.
None. And then
that was a good phone when it lasted.
I leaked a Pixel 5 that was, I think I fell for a really bad DM.
Oh.
And then from that moment, I was like, okay, I need one more and done with Pixel. And that's when I leaked the Pixel 6. And the Pixel Watch.
I was going to say the Pixel Watch.
I leaked the Pixel Watch a year before it came out.
That was crazy.
And then I was like, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
And walked away from Pixel stuff. Unfortunately, the reality is, as far as why we don't cover it, I mean, how do you say it nicely?
The views are just
no one cares.
Yeah. Like, I don't dislike Android, really. I don't, you know, any of this stuff. It's just... Apple's just more interesting sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Like there's a storied history, you know. There's a lot more.
Apple has been more intentional and deliberate, while Google has just sort of been guessing every year, and that makes you care a lot less.
I will say that if I was going to go to Android, I would check out Pixel first.
Mm.
Off of iPhone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look at literally anyone else. Samsung maybe, because they're always trying to they're the ones kind of trying weird shit always. But beyond that, I would immediately go Pixel first.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. We just answered a Pixel question on Recycle Bin.
Dude, This is all callbacks.
Do we have another one?
We have one more question.
Oh, yay. What it is?
Let's listen.
Hey, guys. It's Yash again from New York City. Not a tech question, but I'm big into music, and I recently started using Apple Music, and it's freaking amazing. But my question is, do you guys have a favorite artist, favorite album, favorite song, anything, really? Like, for me, my favorite album is Blonde by Frank Ocean. But, yeah, just wondering, you know? All right, thanks, guys.
Great question. Before you answer on any favorites, people might not know this, but there's actually a benefit to using Apple Music over, like, Spotify and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Specifically with AirPods.
Yeah.
Which is, like, an attempt at lossless.
Yeah, and it's noticeable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it is.
I dig it. And, mm-hmm. and like, I jumped ship to Apple Music a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucking cool.
For a long time, I had both. I had Apple Music and Spotify. Never took Pandora seriously after 2006. There are still Pandora is still around for people that don't know,
that's
and there
crazy.
Are people that use it.
I can't believe that, honestly. That's nuts.
What an archaic thing. Anyway, I had Spotify and Apple Music for the longest time because I love the quality and the experience on Apple Music more, but the discovery algorithms with Spotify were like miles better.
Yeah.
But now Apple's weekly discovery stuff is a lot better, and they have a new daily mix thing as well, so it's like a discovery thing every day. Apple Music is really, really good. I don't use Spotify anymore. You want to talk about your favorite artist or album?
I'm sure I'm not in a minority here, but I, especially with Kendrick Lamar's new album, GNX. I haven't been able to get away from that album.
No,
I've been trying to really branch out my musical tastes in a big way. I used to be stuck in a box, like with music.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just kind of kept it to like, I don't even know, like rock and like real simple, like branches from that, like John Mayer stuff. I still love John Mayer, but I've been branching out heavily, listening to a lot of rap, a lot of pop as well. Like Sabrina Carpenter is fucking awesome. Dua Lipa is awesome.
Dua is great.
Like, and you know, I wanted to mention our favorite artists and stuff, but like, for me personally, especially when like we're in a creative mode, I need my brain to be like tickled by music in a way.
Okay.
Like if I listen to like, because I'm really getting into making playlists now in my Apple Music. Not sponsored, by the way. I don't mean to keep dropping them, like name dropping them.
I mean, we're not doing him any favors.
Right? But like I have an emotional, like a sad vibes playlist.
Sad boy hours.
I got like an old school shit playlist. Mm-hmm. And then I have something more creative. And it's like I need to keep cycling in music. Like I don't think I'm unique here, but like, do you have anything like that? Like you need to, I gotta hear something fresh and like inventive, I guess. And that's what, like, I'm still dipping my toes into rap. In a big way, kind of. But I love Kendrick Lamar, and this new album is like, it's hidden all the right tickle points on my brain. I'm like, fuck, I have not heard shit like this, you know. So
I have helps. I have a thing where like, I can't think and listen at the same time. So like, can't be, if I'm trying to mindless activities, like doing Photoshop stuff, I'll listen to music because I don't have to think or be extra creative. I've done it long enough to where I'll just do it.
Yeah.
But if I am trying to think specifically about an idea or try to be creative, I usually need silence. So my best ideas either happen in the shower or like there are times even here where like in the middle of an edit or in the middle of something we're doing, maybe we're having a meeting discussing stuff, I will just stop talking and I just go away for a second.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, Bran Stark. My eyes just roll back and I just go somewhere else.
You're warging.
Oh, shit. Ah. It's closed.
Dude.
It's closed.
We just had for any video
it's
watchers,
closed.
Right before the show started, he had this bottle of water on the corner with the cap off. And I was like, this is my MacBook. This is making me nervous.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you gotta put the cap on.
Well, good thing it was on.
Wow.
Yeah, so I will just, like, stop talking and I'll have to think for a second. Mm-hmm. And I will get, I won't be able to like come out until I've sorted.
You're like done.
Yeah, the puzzle pieces are all in there. I'm trying to put them together before I like continue. But in terms of like my favorite music, I mean, favorite of all time is obviously Michael Jackson by a long shot. Mm-hmm. The most incredibly talented artist that has ever lived, ever, probably will ever live, at least in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And this might surprise you, especially if you're a Michael fan. My favorite Michael album is Invincible.
That's
technically
a good one.
His last like solo album. Did kind of poorly in early 2000s when it came out, but I think it's an incredible album. And if you have memories of it being kind of whatever from back then,
mm-hmm.
or you haven't heard that one yet, you should go listen to the entirety of Invincible. It's perfect. It's amazing. Love that. In terms of like stuff that I listen to that's more modern, I do love Dua.
Yeah.
A lot, but she has a knack for sounding a little bit retro, which I think is why.
Yeah, you do love that 80s vibe.
Yeah, I love Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims.
Which we're not friends or anything, but like we follow each other on Twitter, you know.
That's
so that's like
huge.
My fangirl moment.
Yeah.
I love Teddy Swims. But in terms of like music that I will listen to most often right now, if I'm driving or making a thumbnail, whatever, I've really, really gotten into indie pop.
Oh, yeah.
Lyrics are important to me, but not as much as the feel
like
of
vibes.
The song.
Yeah.
So I usually won't even listen to what's being said until I know that I like the song,
mm-hmm.
like separately from that. Indie pop from people like Nightly, Fly By Midnight.
Wallows?
I love that stuff. The Wallows. I love Wallows. They're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really into indie pop currently, and I think it's just because it's like the closest thing that sounds 80s.
It has the synth nature for
sure.
And as you were mentioning bands, I know I'm just Kendrick's in the forefront for me. I love all his albums, but off of that genre and off of pop or anything, my new favorite band, I just found them like a few months ago. It's called Being Dead.
Okay.
They have like a new wave sound. If you ever heard Talking Heads, they're like that. They're based out of Austin, Texas, and it's just three people. Very creative people, and it does that thing for me, like I mentioned. It tickles my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like the opposite of you.
Go on.
With that. Well, like, hearing people be creative and innovative in music and stuff, like, even just the drive, my drive to, like, work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to try to, like, not listen to challenging stuff, but, like, hear new sounds and, like... If I hear somebody being creative or I can, like, experience creativity, it, like, sparks it for me.
Yeah.
You
get inspired by, like, talented people.
Inspired. That's a good word. Yeah. I get inspired or if it's, like, damn, I feel like this is, like, the best, like, this space has.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I hear pop music from, like, Dua Lipa or, like, Sabrina Carpenter, like, I'm like, fuck, this is crazy that I get to, like, hear this stuff come out.
Yeah.
And it's, like... It's like when my wife really likes Billie Eilish. Billie's great. And especially when she was like first hitting the scene, like that stuff was so new and like it's like, whoa. It like took my attention out and you know, that stuff is fun to me. I love hearing new stuff that catches my ear. Yeah.
I think also music is one of the only like what would you say? Like creative entertainment mediums that we don't judge. Like,
what do you mean exactly?
We were watching The Penguin last night.
Uh huh.
And we had to stop because you had a question about how they were doing specific things with audio.
Yeah.
With music, we can just actually enjoy it. There are times where maybe we'll notice or pick things apart, but we won't stop and go, wait, how'd they do that? Like, I don't know anything about mixing music.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a pretty good, like, dialogue vocal producer and like mixing and mastering dialogue specifically, but anything further than that, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's funny.
I barely know what's happening.
That's funny because we even have like musical training from like our early
lives. we were just talking about this last night too. Like jamming together just in our free time because like playing music we both love.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about
like the
high actual end. Production quality of
back end stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like enjoying that stuff. But I think I've mentioned my favorite things are TV shows, series that I can watch, get like really invested in.
Yeah.
But like we did last night, we stopped and we're just like trying to explain how they did the dialogue because that's what we're like doing currently with our lives.
Yeah. No, you're right. I was just thinking like, you're absolutely right that we don't really pick apart music. This sounds so weird to say, but like for me, music sits firmly in art. Mm. And like, I can appreciate music that like sounds bad. Like some of my, it's funny, I didn't even mention these artists because it's like they're in my like the back of my mind and permanent. But like my favorite artist of all time that I've probably put the most hours into is Modest Mouse and Third Eye Blind.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite songs from Modest Mouse are from when they were like teenagers, their first album, recorded in a garage. Mm. The mastering sounds like ass. It's staticky, and the guitar, there's whining in the mix.
Yeah,
but like I like the story of how the music comes out and like the concepts of the album. Like, so like I don't. Yeah, you're right. I don't have any judgment. If I hear well-produced shit like on like a Kendrick album or stuff, I'm like, I get like a weird face. I'm like, fuck yes, that's crazy. I can't believe that sound is happening.
You know? It's like making music. By the way, this is no way saying that making music is easy.
Yeah.
But I'm saying at this point in history, making music is probably more accessible than ever before.
Oh, yeah, with all the AI tools and stuff as well.
Yeah, and like you can make a song without having a band and without knowledge of playing instruments. Like, there is a way to do that.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's pretty cool.
Even bad sounding music these days is almost chosen to sound like that.
Yeah.
Like it was a choice.
Yeah. I think maybe that's why it's so special when something new comes out. It's like, and it feels new and like exciting and different. Yeah.
You want to start jamming now? We'll just. Do you have a bass guitar with you?
Not currently.
Do I have a drum set with me?
You do not.
I do not.
Well, I guess we'll just have to go to a quick ad break.
I guess so. Oh, yeah, the ad. Yeah, let's see.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is so weird. Welcome back.
Oh, hello. By the way. Well, we're back.
This is so weird that like so many of our conversations have been cyclical since like the other day. But like I just mentioned before the ad break that like music sits so firmly in art to me. And it's like no judgment, you know. And I was going to continue that point as like, it's not that like TV shows and YouTube videos and stuff aren't art, but it's like because we're so in tuned with it, it's like we can't, the art is like something that happens after the fact. And it's like we default into analysis mode.
Okay.
With content and like dialogue and things like that. And then it's like,
that's true.
It's like we're removed from the art. And then we appreciate it as art in different times.
It's like they have to pass a test with us first.
Yeah. And we just last night watched the first and only episode of a Patreon, an old Patreon exclusive, a show we made called Bro Time.
Named after our actual Bro Times.
Yeah, our hangout sessions.
Well, and we got
drunk
and
had
pizza. What a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to do for money.
Right. One of those things that we talked about was hobbies and like hobby separation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned how you didn't have any hobbies because they became work. And I think that's kind of what creates that association with content and analyzing things. It's because it's like we're in it constantly.
Yeah.
So the art gets removed.
Yeah, I feel like there was definitely a period where I lost touch with what I considered my hobbies.
Yeah.
But also things have changed since I said that as well. Like at that point when I said that,
That was like, what, 2016 or something like that? I think that came out.
But at the time, I was also not enjoying what I was doing.
Yeah.
Like, you can only make the same show for so many years before it does feel like work.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like that anymore. Like, I feel I'm getting my hobbies in now, too, and being able to be more creative and make serious stuff, challenge myself, challenge us creatively. Like, that's way more fun. But I also have more hobbies now than I did then.
You do, yeah. We both need to get back into music, like jamming.
Yeah.
But beyond that, yeah, like video games, things like that.
Like that helps. Last night you said that when you think of me, you think like drummer is in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it's been more years since I played a drum set than I had spent playing one.
Yeah, I think it's been about a decade since you touched one.
Yeah.
Which is, like, crazy.
Maybe I can't do it anymore. What if I don't know?
Well, we got to put it to a test.
I guess so.
That's on the list. It's such a strange concept that, like, time as a whole is nuts.
You were. See what I mean? What? You're a good saxophone player.
Yeah.
Ukulele as well.
Yeah.
What a weird two things to choose.
Oh, well, I tried to play guitar when I was, like, an early teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I have really small hands, but I just couldn't get the distances between the frets to make chords and things like that. And plus, the steel strings hurt my fingers. so my ukulele came in. Yeah, it's nylon, all that, smaller scale.
Yeah. Could you play the recycle bin theme on it, and then we'll just replace it with
that? That would be so terrible.
It'll just be you on ukulele and me on the drums.
On the same coin, I haven't played ukulele in a while, and both my ukulele and my saxophone from high school are in my house right now. I have them both.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't partake at all? You never pick up the ukulele?
Sometimes I did. The last time I played was probably over a year ago. I played for my son. And he was very surprised to see that just come out of nowhere.
That's adorable.
He was like two. He was like older than two, and I was just like, "By the way, I can do this." And he's like, "Oh shit!"
I can't show him me on the drums because I don't have any.
What are the odds you have any you playing drum footage around?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Should we like? No, you don't want to show them?
What's upsetting is like the footage that does exist was like the footage of Front Page Tech before it was good.
I see. It probably isn't.
You can look and you can find on YouTube a couple of videos.
Yeah.
If you guys really feel like you're up to a mission.
Yeah.
There's a couple on there.
Maybe there will be a future recycle bin where we just throw a clip in of modern Jern playing drums. Yeah.
There's like a, if I remember correctly, there is a couple videos from when I was like sixth grade.
Really? On YouTube?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, with, we'll censor names, Zach.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brian. Okay.
And yeah, I was real young. That was like, I hadn't even been playing for a year.
That's like 2000 and like.
Six.
Six, 2007?
Yes. Yeah. 2000,
yeah. Early YouTube. That's great. I'm going to look it up.
And then there's a couple from when I was older. Like, I don't know if I had graduated yet, but it was around that time.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
So like, 2006, 2012, 2013.
Yeah. The life of talent shows. That's what I lived for.
Talent shows?
Yeah, that's all I did anything for was just. Talent shows are my favorite thing to happen at school, which is weird because I feel like it could be very cringy. There's no real in between between good and cringy. But seeing people I know or friends do something performative on stage that you didn't expect was like my favorite thing every year.
Well, it's kind of the same thing in like the YouTube space where it's like we want our peers to succeed.
Yeah.
Just shouting them out because it was such a cool idea. When Luke Miani went to Europe, and they bought Mercedes, and that's such
Luke,
a cool...
Luke, it's the Middle Lane, I believe. He has an incredible like car channel that I feel like not enough people know about.
He's not getting enough recognition.
Very good.
Like those projects are cool, and like it all circles back into inspiration. And,
yeah,
like, watching like our peers succeed and be creative is like that makes us go like, okay, well, we got to do cool shit, too.
Yeah, like, I had a realization kind of over the last year that Sam is sort of where is sort of taking the place of everything Apple Pro.
Yeah.
Since he's been gone. Like with his own custom renders and the storytelling he's implementing in videos now. Yeah, we don't have any failure friends.
Oh goodness.
Is it because we knew which ones to pick?
I think so.
Is that why?
When you were just dude, I was when you were mentioning your love of talent shows, by the way. I was over here like my brain was like rebooting because okay. I was remembering all like you were like in our high school, you were like the drummer for hire for talent shows. It would be like these people want to perform. Uh-huh. It would be like a bunch of Weezer songs.
Oh, yeah.
And they would grab you.
Weezer.
Well, because you were like the band leader for the drum section.
Uh-huh.
You were very into that. You were like a drill sergeant. So everybody knew you as the drum guy.
Uh-huh.
And I remember being on the other end of that, like watching you perform. And then like we had cameras set up mm-hmm. in our auditorium in the high school. And me and another of our friends was running the lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. We were in like full control over behind the scenes.
Well, do you remember after we graduated, the superintendent who used to be a social studies teacher, he came back to our school as a superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
And we are graduated, but I think it's the same year after we graduated.
Yeah.
He asked my band to play a show, like just not for a talent show, just to play a show for the people of the school.
It was a community.
Weird choice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember not being able to sleep because I was so excited.
It was like a community festival that would happen every year.
You and Jimmy did the lights, I think, for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah. I was really, really into marching band for a while.
Marching band is fucking sweet.
For a while, I mean, I hope they're using something different now, but when we left, they were using, the drumline was using a cadence that I had written.
That's crazy. Like 10th I remember grade. That. I remember you writing it. It was much better than the original one, too.
Yeah, I think it was a software called, like, Final Note or something.
Yeah, something like that. That was what our band
Finale? Finale something?
That might be it. That sounds good. That sounds correct.
I don't know if it was open sourced or if I pirated it or what happened, but what I wrote the music for.
You may have borrowed our instructor's computer, too.
Yeah.
When he wasn't playing solitaire.
Our band teacher got struck by lightning. There was... That sounds like a joke, but it's not.
He survived.
He survived,
but he came back in a much worse mood.
He was in it. He was a different guy, yeah.
Is this going to be the tagline at the beginning? Our band teacher got struck by lightning.
I hope so. He did!
Yeah.
I remember it was over the summer when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And before you find out what happened, you have to have a visual of this man. Like 6 foot tall, giant trap shoulders, a large man.
He was not only the band instructor and an incredibly talented like jazz trumpeter.
Yeah.
But he was also the weightlifting coach
at
our small little school.
That's how everyone was at our school. Everyone had like double jobs. So his was band teacher
and weightlifting.
And weightlifting coach, yeah.
He also did like cross country.
Yeah.
What the
fuck? Oh yeah,
fuck?
He did do that.
Good lord.
So that like he had at least around that time he had a world record around Hulk Hogan for deadlifts, like for that age bracket.
Yeah.
So this was a large, healthy man. And over the summer, I remember we were like getting ready to eat dinner and the news came on and they're like they say his name, gets struck by lightning, revived by a neighbor.
Yeah.
And we're all just like, what the fuck? He went outside. Why did he do this? He went outside. There was a copper fire pit that he had.
Uh-huh.
And it had stormed, mm-hmm. and he went outside to dump the water.
Yeah.
And it, right at the top of his head. Sure. And he died for a second there. Like the circumstances for this to work. His neighbor was a paramedic.
Yeah.
So he saw it happen. He was like washing dishes and saw outside the window.
Yeah.
That happened. He goes outside, saves his life, gets him to the hospital, and then he still comes back to teach us.
He did. And he was pissed.
He
was so mad.
His
patience was at an all-time low for all of our shenanigans.
I mean, because he probably was like, wow, I almost died and I just wasted like 30 years of my life teaching these fucking kids.
And the worst part was like, you and I and like a close circle of friends around us were like the go-tos for like band and all this mm-hmm. stuff. So we were like in close proximity.
Yeah.
And he like, from that point on, he hated our guts. It felt like.
Oh no, he was like, I feel like he was close with us and hard on us for that reason.
I think you're right.
Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
When he
yeah,
needed anyone, love. He would come get us out of classes to like just bullshit with him. We'd hang out in his offices.
He
like,
would take us out of schoolwork.
Yes.
To have us load the teacher's lounge soda machine.
Yeah, because he like owned the vending machine. And he would just come and like, I need him. And so we would just get up and leave the classroom and both our junior and senior year and just go do whatever he wanted. There was times where we walked over to the elementary school to like help.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, which brings me to the next thing. Some of our teachers are fucking dead.
Yeah. Like, this is a crazy episode. I just want to take a break as a meta comment. We have been using recycle bins so much to talk about like, the creative process of our doc and our docs in general and our content. But this is like, we're kind of decompressing here a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The doc is still in progress.
Very much so.
It's very much at like the final hump before it comes out. And we're like bracing for like a lot of work coming up. So I think we need this to like vent and just have a nice casual podcast.
I also forgot about all of the things that happened to our teachers until now.
Yeah, a lot of the best ones are dead.
Well,
we graduated 12 years ago. It's got to hurt you like that. Sorry.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Almost 13.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, one of our math teachers, a young woman, like not even old.
Oh, yeah? Wait, what? Go ahead. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
She went to the gym one day.
From our sixth grade math teacher.
Yeah, she went to the gym one day. And had a heart attack in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Died.
She was like, in her like mid-30s or early 40s, I think.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Our band teacher, weightlifting guy, was best friends with our English teacher that we had. And the English teacher even like he pseudo-retired but ended up teaching music for the elementary school kids. So we would walk over to the elementary school in the middle of school day still. Yeah. Nothing was real in school.
Yeah.
And we walk over there and like hang out with him. He's also
passed away.
Like,
it's crazy.
Terrible.
Time is a cruel mistress.
Terrible, especially like, I mean, they still would be, but when we were kids, those were massive like men that we looked up to, and then they just like
we recently just because you've been outspoken. You collect cologne.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, we recently just bought a cologne that. Our English teacher who passed away used to wear just because we have good memories of it.
Yeah.
And it smells like, you know, the English room. Yeah.
Mr. T.
So, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. Guys, if you have any questions, viewers, listeners, about old school Jern and Burn shenanigans, we got stories to tell. Give us a call.
Do you remember? Can you remember it?
404-919-5530.
Yep.
Wow.
Yay.
I always look at the tape that's on the desk right here.
Yeah. Oh, I just fucking hurt my side. All the people that say we're sitting too close, you are incorrect. I reached over there and I got a table jabbed into my side. Now I hurt.
Yeah. Can we just pull the veil down? This is a FlexiSpot desk. That is just, we're just sharing.
I mean, what do you want? Like,
what do you want from us? No, I'm kidding.
What kind of table would you suggest?
Probably a round one.
I can't even reach your face.
That's
reach
true.
For my face. You can.
Oh, screensaver went on.
I think that's the rule. If you can touch the other person's face, then you're too close.
And that's a good point.
So you are wrong. We are right. And it's not up for discussion.
Wow. Is that how you want to leave them?
Yeah. We're not too close.
This was a good... I like this episode. Yeah.
There was a point when we slept in the same bed. We're not too close now.
You know what? I think we'll leave that as a cliffhanger.
Can we really leave that as a cliffhanger?
It was a consensual, sleep-based, necessary thing. There was no romantic or sexual connotations.
No.
It was just...
We were very, 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 very poor.
There was a big bed, not a lot of room, and it was the only bed.
Yeah, we basically slept in a... Like a toolbox.
Yeah. Now the fact that your girlfriend at the time also shared the bed with us is another hilarious point of contention.
There's like no way to fix what we said here.
Nope.
I don't think.
No, the genie has been let out of the bottle.
It is very much the opposite of what they're thinking. And it's very much because we were no money.
Yeah.
And had no other choice.
And just weird people.
But now that it has been said...
There's like no undoing. Like they won't. When they leave this show, they're not going to take, oh, they were struggling, so they had to sleep in the same bed. They're going to be like, they fucked each other.
I definitely imagined somebody thinking about leaving us a voicemail. Like, oh, I should ask them about some shenanigans. Calling. Uh-huh. And then we say that part. It's like, we shared the same bed. And then they just hang up. They go, never mind.
You're welcome. Wow. Yeah. What a. Hopefully no one made it to the end.
You know what, guys? I have developed such a soft spot in my heart for the Recycle Bin, like, listener viewer base.
Okay.
Like, I really appreciate our fans. Like, these are the real ones. I love it. Like,
well, they know a lot more today.
They're getting a lot of content from us.
Well, now I miss the simple life and my music teacher and my If you're a kid,
some wisdom.
So many adults told me this, and I didn't fucking listen. Mm-hmm. I thought I was invincible. Everyone was invincible. Nothing mattered. Did not pay attention or care about the moment I was in.
Uh-huh.
And I was so very wrong. Like, the teachers that you pick on or you think you don't like or you think are too mean you're going to miss them. I promise.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no... Well, as you get older and you realize how fragile life is, and you're going to be really sad how you didn't, like, appreciate people around you, family or otherwise. But, like, yeah, the actually missing, I was actually sad when our English teacher died.
Yeah, and that was just, me too.
But like at the time, I just thought, like when we were first in his class, I thought he was a little abrasive and mean.
Yeah, yeah. A little like tough. Yeah. We had a lot of good, like tough teachers.
Yeah, but we became friends with all of the tough teachers by the end of it.
That's true.
I will close with this.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Every time I think about the band teacher, this comes to mind. We were in his office. Like there were two sides of the band room separated, and in the center was his office.
Yeah, it was like the main orchestra pit where marching band and everything, the practices would occur, and then in the main group practices, and then the other side was like little practice
rooms.
Like
sound stages and stuff, yeah. We were in his office, and it was our graduation year, and we were getting close to the end.
Almost done.
And we were like, what are we going to see you after this? Like
can we come visit you? Are you going to miss us?
He just straight up said, I'll never see you again.
Yeah.
He said that he will live his life and we'll live ours, and he will never see us again. We won't get in contact. That'll be it. He doesn't talk to anyone after they've graduated and stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, that
can't be true.
That sounds like we're close.
Yeah.
We have not seen or heard from him since.
Nope.
Like legitimately have not.
Yeah.
I hope he's still around.
Me too.
Because the English teacher was also his best friend, the one that died.
That's true.
The guy that struck by lightning is probably still here.
He might be. Yeah. He wasn't that old.
Oh, how old was he when it happened?
Brother, I don't know.
Was he in his 60s?
No. No, time is a flat circle. It's okay. I think we're going to have to leave before you have...
Is he close to 70 years old now?
I think we're going to have to leave before you have an existential crisis.
I had one last night real bad.
Oh, after I left?
Oh, yeah. Real, 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 real bad. Kept me up for a couple hours.
Let's not have a repeat
I really
of that.
Fell into a hole of like, oh, I'm just going to be dead. Everyone's going to be dead. I'm going to miss so many cool things. You know what did it?
What?
I was watching TikTok, and there was a TikTok of a head transplant.
A head transplant?
Like it was a channel describing how technically it's possible.
Oh, to like
we can fuse a head to another body, everything but the spinal cord, basically.
All right.
So I was, and I'm thinking like, wow, that's, you could just like, when your first body gives out, you could just have another one.
Okay.
And then I was like, that's not going to happen for me.
Okay.
When my body's done, I'm done, and I'm going to be gone. I'm going to miss so many things.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, when I was a kid, you don't care.
Think about
like
it.
You don't care because you're just starting out. There's no stress. It's like having a social family function when you are not a social person. And you're not looking forward to it.
Okay.
But the family function is 3 weeks from now. So right today, you're not worried. You're not stressed at all.
Uh-huh.
But the 2 days before, you're like, fuck.
Then you're panicking. Like, I gotta see these people.
I feel like I'm 2 days before death now.
Okay. Well,
that's what it feels like.
You're not,
because you're 31. It's going to be okay.
Which I also just found that out because I asked Bern the other night, am I 30 or 31?
Okay, I just, guys, I hope you're appreciating this podcast. We are way too real, way too open.
I'm just saying.
There is no characters. There is no, we aren't putting on a show.
No.
I feel
like
it's a therapy session at this point. It's, James, maybe we do need to figure out some better help stuff.
Worse help.
Yeah. Let's leave them with a quiet moment of holy shit, we're getting older.
And all this stuff is still going to be on the internet, probably. And we're going to be fucking toast.
How do we leave this podcast now?
By knowing we are going to come back next week.
That's true.
Hopefully.
And we're going to break the streak.
Oh, yeah. Well, next week we'll tie the streak.
Oh, you're right.
We're going to tie the streak. Two episodes in one day.
Just to fuck just say fuck you, how we did it.
Okay.
Wow.
Well.
What an episode.
Now I'm. The existential crisis has implanted itself through this conversation, and I'm so nervous that I have to shit.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to
That's
Recycle
just where
Man.
I'm at.
Yeah. Appreciate you all. If you do want to get any last-minute sign-ups for Patreon, fptdocs.com, use code RecycleBin.
RecycleBin.
20% off your first month. That's going to be going on until this day becomes Tuesday, and then it's over.
20% off the subscription, but 20% gained of life.
Wow. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. What a terrible episode.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.